Welcome back to Open Line right here on the Mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High sitting with you this morning. And we are going to take a quick break, though, from Open Line because it is 10-10. And we will talk with Brad from the Coffeeville Friends of Animals. Brad, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. It's a nice crisp morning out there. 56 degrees, and it's actually going to even get a little bit warmer today.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely. And I know the animals will, if there's any appointments today, they'll get outside. They'll be like, yeah, great weather.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Well, of course, you know, we've been talking to Becky the past couple of weeks, how things are a little different right now at CFA. However, you can still make appointments. You're showing all of your dogs and animals on Facebook, correct? And yes. That way, if you see one that you like, you can call and make an appointment to see the animal in person. Correct?
We actually at this time if someone is interested in an animal, we will arrange as soon as the stay at home order is lifted. We will arrange for a meet and greet, and we'll get that animal face to face with the person that is potentially going to adopt them. But we are waiting on the stay at home order to be.
Okay. All right. So, but there are a lot of great animals out there. And if you want to go ahead and start talking about all those great guys and girls out there, we'd love to hear about them.
Sure thing. I have 5 wonderful cats. Everybody's ready for this coronavirus to be over.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody. But it has allowed us some freedom. More time with our animals, not having as much responsibility with people coming in. So we're getting to learn more, getting to spend more time with them. So I have 5 wonderful cats. I have Sox. Sox came in and he was somewhat shy. You know, he didn't want much to do with anybody. But since then, he is a love bug. He wants petted all the time. He'll roll over like a dog.
He shows his belly.
Pet his stomach. He'll trick you, but he has turned out to be a sweet cat. He's a beautiful 2-year-old male. He's gray with white markings on his legs and on his face, and he has this pretty little pink nose. We have Swedes. Swedes is our cream color 5-year-old female. She's also very sweet. She's been at the shelter the longest at this time. We have Casey. Casey is a calico. She's got the light gray colors with white and orange. Her eyes will catch you off guard because you see this white cat and then these really bright yellow eyes are looking at you.
Oh, wow.
Very pretty, pretty eyes. We have Midnight. Midnight is our 3-legged cat. I don't know if I've told you the story about him yet.
No, we haven't heard. Hadn't heard the story about him yet.
Well, it's heartwarming, I think. This cat was a feral cat at this lady's house. She was feeding Midnight, and she eventually gained his trust and was able to pet him and so on and so forth. Well, one day, Midnight got hit by a car, and it broke his leg. So she was able to get the cat to the vet. There was, obviously financial concerns. So she posted the cat on Facebook. The gentleman stepped up. He paid to have the leg taken care of. They did have to amputate the leg, and he covered the cost, all the vetting costs for the cat, got him neutered, and they sent him our way. Good story about good people. Midnight is doing well with his 3 legs. Without his leg, he's walking around. He is still kind of shy, but... he loves to be loved. Like
that's good.
So, the last cat I have that is available for adoption is, I don't like to have favorites, but he is my favorite. when he came in, his name was Sky, but since then, since he came in, we've named him Turtle. The reason being is, like a lot of cats, he was shy and he would hide under his bed. When he first came in, he wouldn't come out, and he would hiss at you.
He's like, no, stay away.
Yeah, absolutely. Which, you know, with the coronavirus, we called him the king of social distance.
There we go. Yeah, that absolutely works. That's for sure.
So, but now you can stick your hand in, and he pops his head out right onto your hand. He wants petted. He also does the rollover thing. He stretches out his paws and puts them on you. He's probably the sweetest cat we have. And, you know, two-year-old male, gray, tiger-striped cat, just absolutely a lover. So that is Turtle, and that is the five cats that we have.
He was just a little nervous at first.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
But he gets comfortable with you, and it sounds like he's just a little lover.
Yes, he would love to be on a couch with somebody. He'd probably, I call it aggressive love.
he does the really hard head bumping at your hand, yep, pretty much, like, yep, pet sure me. Yep. I've had cats like that, and it's funny because you'll pet them, and then you stop for just 2 seconds, and then the head bump. Where it's like,
no, don't stop.
It's like, I didn't tell you could stop yet. Continue to pet, please.
That's a joy. It really is.
I love that, though, because it shows that they're comfortable with you.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, you've heard about the cats. Come mm-hmm. see them as soon as the stay-at-home order is lifted. And then I have dogs, of course. We have dogs. We have Hoss. Hoss has been talked about quite a bit. He is our American Bulldog and Boxer mix is what we're thinking he is. When he came in, he was a 50-pound, right at 50, 52 pounds, skin and bones. He is up to about, I want to say, without weighing him, 65 to 70, and he should easily be an 80-pound dog. So we're working on getting him fat and healthy. It's a slow process, and we've had some bumps in the road, but he's a super sweet dog. He is probably about 4 years old. He is neutered, so his adoption fee is only $30, and he's mostly white with some, looks like a gray brindle, you know, like if you know what an American Bulldog or Boxer looks like, you can get a pretty good idea of what he looks like. He's a sweet guy, just needs some TLC. He does know some commands as well, so we have Draco. Draco is another one of those cases that, you know, came in not looking too hot. He's a black German Shepherd, and he's probably about a year old. He had a lot of hair missing, and we've since figured out that that is because of a bacterial infection that he had on his skin. It is almost completely gone, and his hair is growing back. Sweet guy. He will need some TLC as well, but beautiful dog, worth giving a chance.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to hear that he's getting better, too.
Yes. Absolutely, that's the whole goal. We have Mango. Mango is a giant black lab retriever mix. Really pretty brown eyes. He's a male, about 3 years old, rough guess, and he's probably 75 pounds.
Yeah, he is a big old boy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He sure is. He does no commands as well. So, you know, be a great family dog. I strongly feel that he would be a great family dog. We have Curly. Curly is probably, without looking, I want to say he's our long-term doggy. He's a brindle pit bull. He had two brothers that he came in with, and he is the last one left. He has been here since mid-December, I want to say. He's a sweet guy. He does need some training with other dogs. Learn how to, he needs to be socialized.
Okay.
Something we can't do very well here at the shelter just because of the environment and everything else we have going on. But I think he makes somebody a great, great little dog that's only going to stay around 40 pounds. We have Glenn. Glenn is an older lab mix. He's got some white around his, you know, his muzzle. He's turning into an old man. I want to guess he's about 6, maybe 7 years old. Sweet guy, you know, lab mix, around 6 years old. We have Cleo. Cleo is hilarious to watch when she gets out of her kennel. She keeps her butt to the ground and she just scoots and I mean, it's a fast scoot.
<I'm> sure, she's like, sure just moves along.
Videos or personal dogs, but she is gone and her butt is against the ground. just funny to watch. She's been here quite a while as well. She does get along with other dogs. She is more of a dominant personality, so you'll have to take some time to introduce her to your dogs, but I think after everything settled down, she'd be perfect. She is about 40 pounds as well. She's white with brown, probably a heeler mix because she's got some black speckles on her face and on her feet. Really pretty, sweet girl, around a year old. And then we have Tyson. Tyson reminds me of a tiger with his markings. He's a brindle. It's like a light, you know, the orangey color and then the black stripes. It really, you know, if you see a tiger, you would think he was baby tiger. He is a terrier mix, and he is about a year old, maybe 2 years. We have Solo. Solo is a smiling pity. he'll sit at the gate, and he'll do this, you know, little sound that they make.
Mm-hmm.
And his corners of his mouth are all the way up.
He's smiling at you.
Yep. It's hard not to smile back. He is also brindle, really gorgeous red color with white markings on his chest and on his feet. He's about 3 years old. He does need to stay away from cats and would probably do better as an only dog, but he is a very sweet dog and, again, worth giving a chance to. Then I have my last dog available for adoption after everything settled down is Paco. Paco is a shepherd mix. He is brindle, so he may have some Malinois in there. He is neutered. He's about a year and a half in age. Again, sweet dog. He needs socialization with other dogs, but I think he would be fine if there was a slow introduction again. And just let things calm down and let the dogs figure out who they are. So,
Absolutely.
That's my group.
All right. It sounds like a lot of great dogs and cats out there. And if anybody does have any further questions, how can they get a hold of you?
The best way right now is to message us on Facebook, or Coffeeville Friends of Animals, -CFA, or you can email me at jbradley.cfa@gmail.com. And, of course, you can call the shelter. We're trying to be as responsive with calls as possible, but that number is 620-252-6060.
All right. Well, again, Brad, thank you so much for calling in today and telling us about all the great animals out there. I know it's been a little tougher due to the due to this stay-at-home order, but it sounds like things are still going pretty good out there. And are you guys still needing any donations for anything right now?
Yes, we are. We're getting pretty low on kitty litter. We're getting short on wet cat food and wet dog food and dry dog food. So those are our four main needs right now that we're getting pretty low on.
All right. So so if you were wanting to donate anything out there, the best way, from what I understand, is just take it out there and just set it outside and let you guys know that, hey, we set this stuff outside to be picked up, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so be sure to do that if you're wanting to donate to CFA. You know, they're looking for kitty litter, wet cat food, wet dog food, and I think dry dog food as well. So,
yep.
So be sure to if you're wanting to help out, grab those things and just take them out there, sit it outside, and call them and say, "Hey, I dropped this off, and it's right outside the door." And I know you guys would appreciate that.
Absolutely, we appreciate.
All right. Well, Brad, again, thank you so much for coming on today. I really do appreciate it. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Thank you very much. You have a good one.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. That was Brad from Coffeeville Friends of Animals. Lots of great animals, cats and dogs out there. And also they're also looking for donations because they are getting low on a few things. All right. We are going to go ahead and take a break. But when we come back, we're going to have more open line. We'll take your calls. If you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away, or if you want to vote on today's Nickel Sitching Post Poll question of the day, you can do that as well. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.